Hello! Welcome to Today I Cried Because, the podcast brought to you by Sha
and Zadi. We're two best friends just hanging out.
Sometimes we cry.
Sometimes we don't. But most days we do. On this podcast, we'll be talking about
what made us cry today. Anyway, so why did you cry today, Zadi?
Cried because I...
What is the today I?
Oh, sorry, I forgot our podcast name. Today, I cried because I turned 1 year older.
Yay, happy birthday!
Oh, it was many months ago. I think we talked about it a bit in one of the episodes.
Yeah.
Like, we celebrated together.
Yeah.
Because I have one friend.
I'm happy to be your one friend.
Spent, like, 2 days with me, basically. Anyway, growing older is not great.
How old are you now?
Old. I am 12.
Oh!
Plus 11. Quick maths. I am 23 this year.
Oh my god. Congratulations.
Is it really congratulatory? I guess.
Yeah. It's I'm excited.
It's good that people survive a rotation around the sun. You know what I mean? Could be worse. Could be like suffering even more than you are. That sounds like a mom thing to say. I'm sorry, yeah. Guys. You didn't come to this podcast to be harassed by your mom.
Oh my god.
Think about the stuff. Okay, anyway.
When did you have, like, the realization that you weren't... Okay, I'm not gonna say that you're not young, because you're still young.
I suppose.
But when did you come to the realization that you were,
time,
like,
is running out.
Yeah, that you're, like, older.
I think it happened when I was in poly.
Yeah?
Yeah. Actually, the moment I turned 18, I was like, apa hal?
Right?
When did I come here? Why did I come here? Why? Why is time linear?
Yeah, why did I allow this to happen?
Yeah, like, why did I not put a stop to this?
Oh.
Just jokes, okay? Just jokes. And then you're like, suddenly you're 23, and suddenly you have 2 nieces. And like,
oh.
And you're like, apa hal?
Congratulations to Sadie's sister.
Yay.
On the birth of your second child.
Right?
Yeah. That's insane.
Like, 2 years ago, I had 1 niece. Now I have 2.
And, like, how many years ago you had no niece?
Yeah, like, I had no niece for so long. And then suddenly, I turned 21 and what? Suddenly, you're 21 and you're an adult. Apa hal? Cannot be, what?
Oh my god, you're 21 and you have a niece?
Right?
That's insane.
Yeah, but that's also because my sister is 10 years older.
Fair enough, but, like, yeah. Still. I don't know when I'm gonna become, like, an aunt.
You are already an aunt, what? Because my sister gave birth.
Oh.
What are you on about?
So how does it feel like to be 23 years old?
I feel like I could be better.
What do you mean?
But you know, okay, the thing is that I don't know why I feel like I cannot be stupid. Even though what I'm doing right now ain't great also. Like, I can't be like, I can't, like, I want to skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
But then the thought of me as a 23-year-old learning how to skateboard...
Nobody knows that you're 23.
Kind of hurts my feelings.
When you're 23, you're still young.
Yeah, but, like, it just kind of hurts my feelings.
We can go skateboard together.
Right?
I will skateboard with you.
I don't know why my age makes me feel like I cannot enjoy things sometimes.
It happens, though.
Especially, like, if ever I ever feel like I want to make a TikTok, then I realise, oh my god, you're 23, though.
Oh my god, but you'd be surprised with the number of, like, old people on TikTok.
Right?
By old people, I mean, like, actual old people. Like, grandparents.
Oh, but that's okay. It's cute when, like, old people interact with technology. It's not cute when a 23-year-old person tries to be an influencer.
Oh my gosh, but, okay, how old do you think all these, like, YouTubers are? Like, we were on my YouTube recommended page, and, like, suddenly everyone's pregnant. Okay, I don't know why my recommended just shows me pregnant people. But, oh my god, all these people are pregnant.
Yeah, but I guess it's cause, like, YouTubers. No, but the thing is that our age is kind of weird. Cause, like, YouTubers who are, like, kind of famous now are probably people who are, like, older than us. At least 3 or 4 years older, like a 27, like a decent 28. Yeah, and then after if you go on TikTok,
yeah,
then
it's the TikTokers are so
17
young.
Or like an 18. And then you're just like, what came out when I was a person?
Instagram.
Yeah, and Instagram is for who? Xiao Mei Mei. As
more
I said.
More on that on our previous episode.
Yeah. So, like, we can't win, you.
True. But I mean, I guess you should just do whatever you want. I mean, it's easy to say, but, like, obviously you're gonna be self-conscious because you're like, ah, like, I don't fit in because I'm, like, not young, but I'm not old enough.
Like, I don't even know whether I'm Gen Z or millennial.
I don't know either.
Right? We don't know because we're 98 liners who are just confused. How about you? Have you cried because of how old you were? You're not even old yet.
Yeah. But when this episode releases, I won't even be 23 yet.
Mmm. Delicious.
But recently, I straight up had a meltdown because my parents were talking about something happening in 5 years' time. And then I had the realization that in 5 years, I'll be 28 years old.
Insane.
Yeah, I cried. I was like, that can't happen. Like, I cannot turn 28 years old. You know what I mean? But I also had that when I was turning 21, you know. I was like, there's no way I'm turning 21 years old.
And then now you're almost 23.
Yeah, now I'm almost 23. But 23 doesn't seem so bad to me.
I don't know. There's something about it that kind of hurts me. But then I also think about how I'm going to be older than now.
Yeah. With every passing second, you're getting older.
But like, actually, like, 1 year older. And then it's like, what?
Yeah. Oh my god, like, at 23 years old, I still feel like a fake adult. Because, like, I don't think... Okay, when you're younger, when you're, like, maybe, like, 15 years old, you think that a 23-year-old person is, like, a whole adult. Hell. You know, like, they're like, oh my god, they're so old. They're like, wow, so big, and, like, they know everything. And now I'm, like, gonna turn 23, and I'm like, I don't know jack. I mean, I know a jack, but, like, I don't know jack shit. Did my 15-year-old self really think that I would have it, like, all figured out by the time I was 23 years old?
Right. Like, imagine, like, when you were, like, at the age, and then you thought, oh, I'm gonna get married when I'm 23.
Oh my god, I literally said I was going to get married at 23 years old and finish having all my children at 25. How insane is that? I don't even have a freaking partner. How am I supposed to get married at 23?
Well, you have time.
I have time?
You have time.
Oh, time.
We pick up the pace right now.
Yeah, you know, at this time, I have 2 weeks until I turn 23. So, in these 2 weeks, if anyone...
Hits. Just no, approach. No, not hit. Like, hit her up, not just hit her.
I mean...
No.
Don't hit me.
We're moving on.
What?
Strange segue. Yeah, age is a lot. Growing old scares my ass.
Scares my ass too.
Yeah, like, it really does. Like,
yeah.
Especially when people talk about like BTO.
Oh.
Or anything like that. And it's like that's
have
my
you BTO'd?
Internal feeling. Of course not.
But will you like soon?
Like.
Because it's gonna take a while.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like in a year, probably.
If like 1 year and then you have to wait like 6 years, how old will you be when you get your house?
Maybe I'll be in the grave.
Oh my god, you'll be like 30 years old.
Yeah.
That's insane.
No,
nah. I'm not gonna have another mental breakdown thinking about turning 30.
Don't think about turning 30. If I think about turning 30...
Okay, say that.
If I turn 30, my sister's gonna turn 40. Upper high. That means she's gonna be old. Yo.
No.
It's gonna be like middle... fucking age. I don't consider 30 middle age yet.
I thought 50 was middle age.
I don't care. 40 sounds fucking old already. 40 sounds like you have like 3 children. And that's maybe what my sister's gonna have at 40. And like, I'm gonna be 30. And then what, am I supposed to have my first child? Fuck that shit. Of course not. And then I'm gonna feel like a fake old person because I don't have the things that old people have.
I don't wanna be an old person in general.
Right, but then there's always like this weird, am I a fake old person?
I can't think about the future.
Right, like it makes my head go woozy.
No, not even that. I just can't think about it. Like it doesn't compute in my brain that there's going to be like 28-year-old Shah and 30-year-old Shah. Like it's not.
It's not.
It doesn't happen in my brain. But that also happened when I was like 15 years old and then I thought about like 19-year-old Shah and I couldn't think about 19-year-old Shah. Like physically could not think about it. And that's like now with me thinking about being 25 or 30. 25 is like okay, still okay. But 28, like further than 25, it's just no. Like I don't know. I don't know what's gonna be like. It's literally like blank. Like I cannot think about it. Mentally, physically, I cannot think about it.
It's too much. It's out of my functioning capacity.
Right? That's the thing though. I don't know how people, like when people ask me, oh, where do you see yourself five years from now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know.
I do not see.
Yeah, like I don't. That's the answer. Where do you see yourself? Like I don't see myself 5 years from now. 5 years from now, I'll be freaking 28, dude.
That's too much.
That's a lot. There's no way in hell I'm gonna turn 28 years old.
Being 28 means you're closer to 30 than 20. That's too much.
Oh my god. I hate that so much. I got like goosebumps.
Okay, let's stop being upset about being old. What's a good thing about growing older? I think having a little bit more freedom is good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's about it.
I used to like feel really upset because I didn't think that my parents treated me as an adult, but that was when I was like 18, like 17, 18
honestly,
years old.
When you're 17, 18, you think you know everything.
Yeah, but you don't. Oh my god, message to my 18-year-old self.
You don't know jack shit.
Just shut up. Enough. Stop it. Like, whatever you're doing now, just stop it. You don't know what you're doing. Like, obviously, you don't know what you're doing. But you know what? As a 22-year-old, learning 23-year-old person, like, I know things. I know most things. I'm pretty smart.
You are smart.
But yeah, don't you think that the difference between you and yourself, like even 5 years ago, is like a really big difference?
Sometimes. Sometimes. No, because, okay, after like lockdown, you know, after that phase, suddenly I went back into like liking the same things I did when I was like younger also.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like I also reverted back into that headspace.
But just the way that you like those things is different.
Yeah, that is true. I'm not gonna start. I also want to be like super sure that I wasn't gonna start writing fanfiction about like 17 or anything. But
you
maybe
have to
I
write
would,
one for me.
Yeah, like an office AU. See, like, I would write an office AU. Last time I'll write like a
high school AU.
Yeah.
This is different. The way that you like things, the way that you approach things, the way that you see things is different.
Yeah.
And like
the way that I carry myself is also different.
Yeah, sometimes it's more obvious than like other times. Like you said, you might think that you like the same things, so that like you reverted to something that you used to like. But then when you think about it, it's like, not really.
Yeah, not really. Like, right? I'm not insane.
Yeah, like...
Although that means that I was insane at one point.
We were kind of insane. If you think about your younger self, it's more likely, like, it's very likely that you were insane.
Yeah, like, you would cringe. You'd be like,
Yeah, who doesn't cringe at themselves from, like...
5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
I was, I was 18.
Yeah, what were you doing at 18? Oh my god, 18. At 18 years old, you think you're very big. Like, you know, you're like legal now.
Yeah, because you're in poly and you start wearing normal clothes at school. Oh my god, who is she?
Yeah, like you think you are the shit, but you are just...
You're just shit.
Exactly. You are just shit.
Like, okay, I'm glad that I'm older because my perception of myself is quite different. Mm. At least. I'm suddenly very soft. Cause suddenly I'm like poly, you're like thrown into like a new environment, and you're like, I have to be impressive, I have to be different and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just like, fuck that shit, boy. As in like, I think I'm still impressive.
You are impressive.
I think I'm pretty different, but like, I'm not proving it to anyone.
Okay, Aquarius. I've never felt the need to be like different from other people. I'm just putting it out there.
That's a good thing. I am Jughead, okay? I'm always wearing the stupid hat, okay? I would take it off, but no thanks. I wanna be unique, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, moving on from whatever the fuck that was. Okay, maybe there are some unresolved issues that I brought since like, I don't know, the birth of myself. But like, I guess that's something I am not... Am I not actively trying to change it? That's why it's still pursuing me into my adulthood. Maybe.
Maybe you're just not equipped to deal with it yet. Okay, think about yourself when you're 16 years old.
No more bad memories.
Okay, never mind. Think about yourself 5 years ago.
I would not have shaved my head bald.
You shaved your head bald 5 years ago?
No, as in like 5 years ago, I wouldn't have. Like, I wouldn't have that too.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I grew up and then I stopped giving a shit. Seriously, Sia.
What do you think about yourself 5 years ago?
I don't know, Sia. I don't know what my perception of self was 5 years ago. What was yours? What did you think about yourself at, like, 18?
When I was 18, I don't know, Sia.
Right?
When I was 18, I...
I existed. Was I when I was 18? This is how...
Was I in a relationship when I was 18?
I think so. No, it's like year 2 poly. Year 2 poly.
Year 2 poly. Mm. Oh my god, in 2018. Oh my god. Why? I don't know. I just feel like in 2018 to 2019, I didn't really think about myself as a person. Because I was like very wrapped up in like that whole
life.
Yeah, that whole life. And like, it was very like dependent on another person. So I didn't really see myself as like myself. Mm. I was just like a part of something else. Which was like weird. It was really bad.
Yeah, it's bad if you're too codependent.
Yeah, like I didn't get that like 18 years old, like working on myself vibes. I didn't get that.
What was I 18? I guess I was trying to figure myself out. I was curling my hair a lot. Like a
curling?
Lot. Coloring?
Oh, coloring.
Like it was when I dyed my hair like blonde, purple, blue, ooh, whatever. That was what was happening. And then what else was I doing? Struggling.
Yeah, poly was wet.
Yeah.
When we were 18 years old, we didn't really talk to each other that much, did we?
I don't know. I think we didn't talk as much in first year, but I think in second year. Wait, no, we talked more in first year.
Yeah, we talked more in first year. And then second year was hard. First year. Second year, I don't think we met like at all.
It was hard. But honestly, it was because you were very attached.
Yeah,
you were very busy.
I was so busy doing like things that didn't even matter at that point in time and don't even matter now, but at that point in time it felt like the most important thing in the world.
It happened.
Yeah, sometimes you just get wrapped up in things because you're young. Yeah. You see, like you're 18 years old and you think, oh my god, like I'm gonna marry this person.
Mm.
And then you like think about it though and you're like, the what?
How can you do that? This is a call out episode.
No. I mean, obviously, I'm not the only person that feels that way, you know? I'm sure that they also feel the same way. It's just that when you're so young and you're like,
And then you're like,
Yeah, and you don't see everything, anything else but that. And you don't see the whole thing, the whole person, the whole, like, relationship. And you don't know anything else, what, right? Because you're, like, 18 years old.
You're in love.
Yeah. So you're just gonna do it. And then at the end of it, you're like, I did what? I did. Just kidding.
Just jokes. Everything in this podcast, just jokes.
Yeah. Being young is an experience, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna say that it was a bad experience. I mean, obviously, bad things happen, but experiences are experiences, you know? Like, you learn from them and you become the person that you are today because of all the experiences that you had when you were younger.
I won't argue with that. One sentence, I won't argue with that.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I just remembered that. I think when I was 18, I was actually experimenting a lot. So I was doing a lot of things that were, like, out of my comfort zone.
Like what?
Like, a bunch of stupid things also. Okay, like, Tinder, for example. That was when I started, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that was when I, like, went, like, wherever and whatever, you know? Like, whatever I wanted to do. A few bad things that happened. So obviously, like, they kind of shaped what I thought I liked or I didn't like. Or, like, my capacity of trusting in a person. I don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So 18 was a very, like, a formative year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the years from 18 until now are the years where I became more, like, comfortable being the person that I am.
True.
You know what I mean?
Like I'm cringe, but I don't care.
Yeah. This is the person that I am and I'm not going to, like,
apologize for it.
As time progressed, like, 5 years is a really long time if you think about it.
Yeah.
Within these 5 years, I feel that I became a lot more confident in who I am as a person.
That's good. That's what happened for me also. Yeah. I don't even think about it. I'm just like, I cannot remember who I was at 18.
Sometimes memories, you just block them out.
Yeah.
And it's good. I mean, it's a coping mechanism, of course, but it can be a good thing if you think about it.
True. Very true. I think, okay, at least good thing about becoming an adult is you grow older, you become more confident in yourself, right?
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of like there's less consequences now for being who you are than there were when you were 18.
Yeah, because if you were 18, you had to be impressive. No, not really impressive, but you had to be like, fit in. You had to fit in. Oh my god, how hard was it to remember the two words fit in?
It's like, fit in with what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, maybe because now there's not really like a community or like a school or something that you belong to. So you're kind of like, there's nothing really for me to fit in with. So yeah. I can just kind of do whatever I want and like express myself however I want to express myself. Like, who's gonna say anything? Like, imagine a 23-year-old person telling you, oh my god, like, why are you dressed like that?
Like, why are you so weird?
Yeah, like, that's whack. If someone says that, they're the strange one.
Yeah, like,
Yeah, like, older people don't care. I mean, not older people, but, like, people your age.
People who you hang out with shouldn't be stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, obviously, comparing the people that I surrounded myself with when I was 18 versus the people that I surround myself with now, that's a difference also. Yeah, and I think that also kind of...
changed.
Yeah, it caused a change in the way that I am also.
Yeah.
What did I say? It caused a change?
Yeah. It changed a lot of things.
Yeah, it changed a lot of things. The people that you surround yourself with affects you like you wouldn't believe. I didn't notice it until pretty recently.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's because you started hanging out with me. And then you're like, wow, I was so much more fun back then. But then now I'm like a little bit cuckoo.
No, I like the way that I am now, okay? I really do. I like the person that I am today. Sometimes, obviously, there's gonna be instances where you're like, ah, what am I doing? Like, why am I like this when I'm 23 years old? You know, like, why am I not doing all this other stuff that everybody else is doing? But then you think about it, it's like,
oh well.
What are 23-year-olds doing?
There are people who are getting married and there are people who are studying. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, there is no standard when you are 23.
Oh my god, it's so important to know that there is no set route.
Yeah, or timeline, honestly.
Yeah, like, just do anything at your own pace. Everyone does things at their own pace.
Yeah.
Like, some people don't recognize that. I didn't recognize that until probably it started when I was 18 years old. That's when I realized that, like, you know,
everyone has their own pace.
You learn new things when you get older. So I can't wait to see what I learn when I turn 23.
But in any case, I think I just learn to be more... I don't know what I learned. Yeah, okay. But anyway, when I was 18, I would have been terrified to know that I was like this in 23. I'm still terrified. But I think, right, honestly, you are trying your best. You don't have to force yourself. Not that you don't have to force yourself. It's more like you don't have to beat yourself up for things you cannot control. But you should always force yourself to try.
Trying is important.
Yeah.
To all the 18-year-old people listening, if there are any...
I'll be surprised.
Like, just chill. It's all vibes.
It's all vibes.
Me trying to communicate with younger people. It's just vibes.
It's all good in the hood. Honestly, it's okay if you decided that the course you're in isn't for you.
But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What I was doing at 18 doesn't matter now. Like, what, my poly GPA. It doesn't matter now. Test that you got like a D for. You won't remember it 5 years later.
Yeah.
And you're fine. Like, I'm fine. How many D's did I get when I was in poly? Like,
D's, no. Sorry. Like, me trying to fit in with the kids.
And I'm fine. I'm doing okay. You're doing okay.
I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
I'm experimenting with life, I guess.
Yeah, you shouldn't stop experimenting. I think that even as you get older, you should still be trying new things and like exploring all the different paths available for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's still okay for you to not be like 100% adult, 100% I need to be insurance for everyone and everything.
Nobody is 100% adult. Also, what is insurance?
Just die.
I don't have insurance. What is a savings plan? I don't know. I tried to figure that out like 2 years ago and I still haven't figured it out. You know why? Because it doesn't matter.
Okay, but at least I think growing older means that there are like a lot of things that you can look forward to or you can like live for. You know what I mean? Okay, at least maybe now so you can imagine after COVID is gone, you're like, oh my god, I can go like traveling. Mm-hmm. Okay, like it's like something to look forward to. Like for me, I'm looking forward to when Sierra finally becomes an annoying teenager. You know? Like I can't wait. So I can be like, bitch, you know.
Yeah, then they try to be sneaky, right? They try to say something whack and you're like, I used that excuse before.
But then I'll be the cool older person for her, okay? I'll be the one that'd be like, you tell me what you're doing and I'll let you do it as long as you tell me, okay?
Yeah.
You don't just anyhow.
Yeah, don't be sneaky, just be honest.
Yeah. You, if your mom don't let you be honest, then you honest with me, okay? Mm. I'll be your ride.
Like, oh, I'll be your ride. Okay.
Yeah, why?
I thought you were going to say ride or die, but then you just stopped
I'll be
at ride.
Ride or die. Same also, I'll be her ride or die, regardless.
Mm.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't think I have anything like super long term.
What about living with me?
That's not really long term to me in my brain.
It's as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, that's gonna happen like at the end of the year.
Oh, maybe the start of the year would be great. Okay, anyway,
things that I look forward to like keep me going.
A 17 concert would be great.
Yeah, okay, a 17 concert. I look forward to the next time I see my friends again.
Which friends?
You.
As in, I thought that there was a friend that I couldn't meet for a long while.
Oh, no, no, no. Just like in general. Like, see, I don't think long term. I'm literally like, when's the next time I see Sarika? When is the next time I can see, I don't know, whoever wants to see me, I guess.
Aren't you excited to see your brand new kitten grow up?
Yes! Yay. Okay, say hi, Kyomi. Say hi.
Hello. Let's talk, Kyomi.
Okay, that's Kill Me, everyone.
Mm.
That's my new cat. Yes, that's also something that I live for right now. My new kitten, his name is Kill Me. He's turning 3 months old.
Wow, such a young...
Yeah, he's young. A young boy. He's really cute. We should make an episode called Today I Cried Because of Kill Me because that has happened. Yeah, what are we talking about? Why am I alive?
Things to live for.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, why am I alive? Let's find out.
Yeah, I think if you're looking for a reason to keep going, just think about the little things that are going to happen, you know?
Yeah, like the next time you're going to eat your favorite food.
Yeah, make tiny, tiny plans for like the next week and then the next week. And then soon enough, you'll be 23 years old. Look at me. I guess we'll move on to the question.
Yeah, because I don't know where we're going anymore.
I don't know. We've been recording for almost 40 minutes.
This is like a train that has just derailed and it's just going through a fucking...
I thought the last episode was bad.
Yes.
Okay, our question of the day is, what do you want to do before you die? So kind of like a bucket list thing.
Mm.
What do you want to do before you die?
Me? Mm-hmm. I would like to go to Japan and then live out my weep life. Spend my savings.
Oh yeah.
And not come back to Singapore because I got no money to come back. Alright.
Money doesn't matter. Insurance doesn't matter.
Fuck financial.
Spend all your money. Yeah, that's a good one. I want to go to Japan too. I would like to live somewhere overseas for a while.
Like you're gonna do like an overseas work thing?
No.
Why not? Like a farm thing.
Like an overseas farm. I thought like my work would send me overseas.
Like we become farmers for like a good 6 months and then we come back all brown.
We're already brown.
We come back all tanned and like scrumptious.
I like that. Okay, yeah, see? That's something to look for.
Right.
If you want to see us living overseas maybe one day in the future, you can follow us.
It's not a maybe. Living overseas one day. Okay?
It will happen, so you better follow now, okay? Yeah. Before we pop off.
Yeah, okay? Before we suddenly say, oh my god!
Yeah, keep in contact. I'm Shasupa on Instagram.
Don't talk to me. Don't kick my shins on Instagram.
Together we are we crying?
On Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, you can email us your bucket list if you want, or if you have anything to say about episode, any questions, you can send them to us at our email address. It's todayicriedbecausepodcast@gmail.com.
If you're a financial planner, do not email us at todayicriedbecausepodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, okay.
Yay.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for being alive.
Yeah, thanks for being alive. I appreciate every single one of you. If you are my friend, I love you.
If you're not my friend, I guess you're alright.
If you're a financial planner, fuck you. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day, and I hope you don't cry today. Say bye, Kyomi. Kyomi, say bye.
Bye.